Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And now, this being the last Sunday of the month, we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service, and everyone's invited for great food and fellowship. And there will be a deacon's meeting following the luncheon. And as usual, on the last Sunday of the month, all afternoon activities are canceled with the exception of the Pacific Hills service at 2 o'clock this afternoon, which will proceed as usual. The Women's Bible Study will be meeting tomorrow, Monday the 27th, at 7 p.m. Here at the church. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Book of Psalms, reading Psalms 25 through 30 this Wednesday. Also, I'd like to tell you that the Informed Choices Ministry, formerly known as the Pregnancy Care Center, have completed their move from Gilroy to Morgan Hill, and they will be open again now in about a week, I understand. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verse 1. Let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 442, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Thank you, brethren. Good morning once again. Good to see each and every one of y'all. And we got some great food here cooking up right in the kitchen. But before we have that wonderful physical lunch, I'm actually looking forward to see what kind of spiritual meal our pastor has in store for us. Amen. Once again, 442, Praise Him, Praise Him. Turn your hymnals to 208, Are You Washed in the Blood?
Are you washed in the blood?
All right, and go ahead and stand now and turn your hymnals to 210, Saved by the Blood.
Encourage you to stay standing as we look to the Lord in prayer this morning. Let's pray together. Father, we read in the Old Testament and the book of Proverbs, be not wise in your own eyes, reverently fear and worship the Lord. And so, Father, here we are. Together, not only in this auditorium, but in the airways of radio, and also in the airways of the internet ministry, worshiping you this morning. And we do so with respect to the person of our mighty God that we love so much. A God who is holy, a God who is to be approached with reverence and respect. And we do so, Father. We have come to your house to praise you for the great spiritual revival in our heart. And then also, Father, to be thankful for your guidance through your word. And be thankful that one day we will be with you in your presence. As a body of believers, Father, in living in this world, we from time to time have brothers and sisters who suffer. And we pray for Leonard and Fern Rice in Yucaipa, for Camille McCormick, for Anne Pareto, for Helen Menick, for Romulo Noriel, who is here with us today. How blessed we are, Lord. Thank you. For Mildred Plica, who is listening at home, for Elizabeth Nash in New Jersey, Peter Menick, recovering from injury, Betty Cianello, Dr. McCormick. And Father, last week, the week just went over, Pastor Greg and I have one of those pastoral experiences that take a while to get out of your eyes. When Lori Campana died, as I hold her, and Brother Greg was reading Psalm 23. When we opened our eyes, Father, she was gone. Richard, her son, was there, and his fiancée, and I cannot believe it. So I called the nurse, Father, and they checked the monitor, and yes, she was gone. She was in your presence as we read Psalm 23, the psalm that she loved so much. And our congregation for 20 years had the blessing of having Mrs. Campana with us and her husband. And she went to be with you a long time ago. And now she told me it's time for me to go. And as we meet with the family and we bring the folders with her preparation for her memorial service done by Mrs. Campana, we were in the presence of a lady who knew who she was and knew who her Savior was. And she had the peace of God in such a way that we rejoice to know that soon, on March 10, Father, we will remember her, not crying for her, but remembering her, as she was a strong lady who believed in the gospel and believed in your word. Once again, thank you, Father, for the privilege I have in my life. So many people lie in my own hands. I want Greg to experience that precious moment, tough moment for a pastor. No wonder all the pastors have heart failure. Lord, it is tough. But what an assurance to see that a believer transfer himself or herself from this world into the other with the peace of God in their heart. What a testimony for nurses and doctors to see that. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, we also have missionaries across America. And Carol and Ruth Knott in Sevilla, Spain. Eusebio Marisa Perez in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Guatemala, Martha Foretti in Buenos Aires, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, and then the informative choice now in Morgan Hill, California, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Road Race Ministries, and soon in 1 month, the races will start, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the World Center in the city of Portland now. Thank you for those missionaries who are active and who represent us in their field of work. And now, Lord, as we worship you, may your presence fill our heart. And may the study of the book of Leviticus in chapter 16 confirm to us that we are saved, 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 by a mighty God, and nothing can move us from his presence. So to you be the glory, Father, and thank you for your people's provision. This church loves you, O God. They love you, and because they love you, they give. So bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Leviticus? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 139. We will be reading Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 through 10. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 through 10. And the Lord spoke unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Lord and died. And the Lord said unto Moses, Speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre shall he be attired. These are holy garments, therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. And he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats for a sin offering, and one ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. And he shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our great merciful Father, we thank you again that we may continue to learn from the scriptures all that is necessary to know you and the Lord Jesus Christ. We look to that day when we shall see the Lord face to face and no longer as in a glass darkly. How great is his work that has enabled us to come boldly to the throne of grace. How great is that grace that we can come not only as the high priest would come once a year into the Holy of Holies, but every day. Because the scripture declares it, we know our great high priest willingly shed his blood to take away our sin and saved us from judgment and condemnation, and even now sits at your right hand interceding for us. Our trust and confidence is solely in him. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to explain from the Bible the workings of such a great salvation. Bless those of us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with an understanding of your holiness and love and mercy. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen.